Hello, and welcome to Barely Contained, the podcast that shows the same support for showbiz journalism that Mr. Beast shows for pyrophobics. I'm Chris Beckett, and joined as ever by Matt Withers. Matt, hello.
Hello there, Chris Beckett. How are you?
I'm good. Are you familiar with Mr. Beast?
Vaguely, I think he's one of our competitors in the digital entertainment arena. Would that be correct?
Yeah, he's definitely on our level.
Yeah, we're a lot more careful where things like fire are concerned. But you know, that's where the big bucks are.
Yeah, exactly. Right, well, Matt, what have you lined up for us for this October extravaganza?
Well, I'm starting with a very eye-catching story from the Daily Mirror online, and this is just the latest in a string of stories on the same subject that the Mirror in particular has been following over the past few weeks. I don't know if people out there have picked up on it, but this is the latest, and it's headlined, Ryan Thomas moves pigeon into house after believing bird is his late dad.
A tale as old as time. Wow.
Okay. I mean, this has been I hopefully we'll get into this a little bit in this story. This has been a saga that's been going on for a number of weeks, it appears, pertaining to Ryan Thomas and a pigeon. The stand first is Ryan Thomas has issued a further update on the pigeon he has claimed could be the reincarnation of his father who died in 2020.
Right.
Yeah. And I mean, probably tells you all you need to know, really. So there's a pigeon. He claims it could be the reincarnation of his father. I believe, as the young people say, the word could is doing an awful lot of heavy lifting in that sentence.
I mean, I always think that if you think something might be the reincarnation of your dead father, you don't want to go too soon.
You want to check this out. You know, you want to do your research into it. In the latest twist between Ryan Thomas and the pigeon he believes is his dad. I mean, we shouldn't laugh, but it is objective.
What is the pigeon doing in this? Like, the latest twist between them, like the pigeon's there just going, woo!
Yeah, one would imagine that the pigeon hasn't got a huge amount of agency in this. You know, the highly inscrutable creatures, pigeons, we don't really know, I think, where they stand on the whole reincarnation question. They seem mainly interested, around here anyway, pecking at sick on the floor.
Oh, someone's got to do it.
The Coronation Street star took to Instagram to tell his followers of his latest move to bring Dougie James the Pigeon in out of the thunderstorms battering the country.
I mean, first drink, and second, well, I mean... Dougie James the Pigeon. So presumably that's his late father's name?
I'm not sure. I have to say, I'm coming to this this saga relatively late, and I feel that the Mirror here is assuming that the whole world is au fait with the twist between Ryan Thomas and the pigeon he believes is his dad. Yeah. Because it's just said Dougie James the Pigeon, as if we were all aware of who Dougie James the Pigeon is.
Oh, I mean, DJ.
Yeah, DJ the Pigeon. I mean, it could be that it was, I don't know if it's his father's name. I don't think it could actually be the pigeon's name. Do pigeons have names? We don't know. Ryan has been keeping fans updated with the situation regarding the animal who he thinks is a reincarnation of his father, who sadly died in 2020. And now the 41-year-old has claimed he doesn't want to let the bird out in the bad weather.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the natural next step, isn't it?
I mean, you know, birds are fine with a bit of bad weather, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, I would say they tend to sort of flock together under these sort of circumstances.
They do tend to flock together. You may have hit upon a new saying there that you could popularise. This is all very odd, isn't it? So I just have a feeling that we're going to have more questions than answers come the end of this story. On his Instagram story, Ryan shared a clip of the bird in a cage next to a bowl of food. He captioned the post, "I've never seen him lying down. I'll let him back out for fly in the morning. Don't want him out in this weather."
Yeah, well, right.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much going on here. Should the bird be in a cage? I mean, it's a wild animal, isn't it? I mean, a pigeons like swans, do they all essentially ultimately belong to the king?
Oh, I don't know about that. I think I think you're all right to eat one.
I'm not sure you are. I don't know what's the legality of eating a pigeon. No, let's not get into the legality of eating a pigeon. We're getting distracted there. He's next to his bowl of food. I quite like the fact that it's just described nondescriptly as a bowl of food, because in Coronation Street, people just go into the Rovers and just order a pint without ever establishing what particular beer or indeed cider they want. So it seems quite fitting.
There's never a guest ale on tap.
You never hear Betty Turpin asking if they want to try the new sour that's on as guest. The latest update comes after fans were left gobsmacked by Ryan's claim. He was seen in tears last week as he took to Instagram cradling the pigeon. He said the pair had a newfound connection as he broke down and told his followers he believed the bird was the reincarnated spirit of his late father, who was a well-known soul singer.
He was a well-known soul singer. Are we gonna name him? Are we gonna talk about his soul career? Are we gonna explain how well-known he is?
Ordinarily, infuriatingly, these stories are normally packed with completely extraneous information, and yet we're lacking so much here. Was his dad a well-known soul singer? I don't know. I don't know a great deal about Ryan Thomas. I mean, this is all very odd, isn't it? The actor's father died in 2020, but with the pigeon regularly flocking to his garden, he said he believed it to be his dad visiting him. Half the question, does he know it's always the same pigeon? Because the thing about pigeons is, and I don't mean this in any sort of judgmental way. Don't at me. I don't want to sound reformy here, but they do all look the same. And unless you're an expert in pigeons, like Bert from Bert and Ernie, it's very difficult to tell two pigeons apart, isn't it?
It is, to be fair. And yeah, I mean, wonder if he's just left something in his garden that's the reason the pigeon keeps showing up.
He later insisted the bird was trying to communicate with him and kept sharing snippets of his feathered friend. Fair play, we've got quite far into this article without feathered friend being used. That's they've done well to hold that one back. Earlier in the week, while he was nursing a cup of tea in his garden and wearing a beanie hat and sunglasses, the dad of three told fans that Dougie had disappeared with a solemn look on his face. Who had the solemn look on the face?
I was gonna say,
Was it
I
Ryan or
mean,
was it Dougie?
there's been lots of times during this story that you could have been like, oh, what? The pigeon is the famous soul singer.
I mean, that is ultimately his claim, isn't it? I mean, did Dougie have a solemn look on his face? What would a pigeon look like with a solemn look on their face? They
Yeah,
check.
because they're not normally kind of beaming.
As I say, inscrutable creatures. I've never looked at a pigeon and thought, oh, that one's got some stuff going on.
It's like the cat that caught the cream.
Every morning, Dougie was in the garden, he said downbeat. Every evening, Dougie was in the garden. I've come down this morning and Dougie's not there. I'm thinking to myself, he's not coming back. It's over. These could be the lyrics to a
You want
soul
to get
song.
yourself a gnome? What's
Yeah.
that?
Yeah. Get yourself something that doesn't move.
You have a little fishing rod.
After taking a heavy sigh, Ryan added, "Every morning I feel like that's it. He's going to leave." And then he laughed and panned the camera up to the roof of his house. The clip showed Dougie the pigeon happily perched on a TV aerial.
Oh, what a little tinker. Nice little tribute to the introductory credits of Coronation Street.
Yes, he knows what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's making Ryan feel comfortable by painting a scene with which he is very used.
He's going, caw, 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 caw.
Oh, don't do that, Chris. We'd have to pay for the rights to the music.
Oh, I've stopped.
they'll come down on us like a ton of bricks. Ryan then exclaimed, "You've no idea how happy this makes me. Go on, Dougie." Despite his regular updates, Ryan has asked his fans if he is losing the plot. He admitted his friend had shared their concern about him.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's a valid question, isn't it?
Maybe ask Dougie first.
No, everything is fine, Ryan. My mate said, "Looking from the outside in, it looks like you've lost the plot a bit." Chuckling, Ryan then addresses his followers, saying, "Whether it's a yes or no, I don't care. But do you think I've lost the plot?"
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely, completely. Like this story, for more of the latest showbiz news and gossip, follow Mirror Celebs on TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube and Threads.
Wow.
And that, Chris, is that. And as suspected, I have more questions than I have answers.
Yeah.
Right. Ryan Thomas's well-known soul singer dad.
It's not Kenny Thomas.
Let's have a look. I'm going to look this up. British former. He's described as a British former actor on Wikipedia. Surely once an actor, always an actor.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's not. Surely he's not hanging up his stuff.
Right. Thomas is the brother of Waterloo Road and former Emmerdale actor Adam Thomas and Love Island personality Scott Thomas.
Okay.
His paternal grandfather is from Mumbai, India, and emigrated to Manchester, England in 1947.
Yeah.
Nope, no mention whatsoever of who his dad is. Absolutely no mention in his entire Wikipedia entry. Ah, but I can tell you that in March 2021, Thomas announced that he was quitting acting after having really lost the bug for it.
So okay, well.
He lost the bug, Chris, but he gained the bird.
Exactly, yeah. He's won.
And also, we have no idea where the pigeon's name comes from.
Yeah.
Who is Dougie James?
Dougie James.
Let's have a look if you look up Dougie James. Dougie James is Ryan Thomas's father.
Okay. And is he a famous soul singer?
He did get an obituary in the Mirror when he passed away. He performed as Dougie James in the Soul Train. So yeah, he was reasonable. He appears to be active on Spotify, as are we. So that doesn't really count for anything. Yeah, so there you go. So there's the name. But still so many questions there. Just a couple of comments on this. Oh Lordy says FGS. And JBoy71 says therapy is defo needed, mental can't, scruffy mank. I suspect that mental can't may have been something else, but it was spell checked.
Yes. let's move on.
Let's. Now, Chris, I believe you have a story about a celebrity of a different vintage, Sir Rod Stewart.
Yeah, and now I'm just reading in the Daily Star, Rod Stewart wakes kids up by blasting bagpipe music to get them up for school.
Blimey. How old are Rod Stewart's kids? Still at school?
Yeah, that's it.
Has he
Yeah,
done? Has he
interesting.
did he do a Bernie Ecclestone?
I think he probably did, didn't he?
Yeah, of course he did.
Fair play to him though. If he can play the bagpipes, he's got, you know, he's got he's literally got the pipes.
If he's still got the puff to play the bagpipes, then fair play.
Yeah, exactly. So, Stamford Reed, Sir Rod Stewart did not turn to one of his own classic hits to help get his kids up in the morning. Instead, he elected to showcase his Scottish roots with some bagpipes.
Wow. I mean, that's strange because if you think one person might have the hits to wake people up, it would be Rod Stewart, whose hit Maggie May literally begins with the words wake up.
Yes. It's a good point. Maybe he did that for the first sort of 3 years.
And they got wise to it.
And they were like, no, not anymore. Sir Rod Stewart wakes up his kids by blasting bagpipe music at them, his wife Penny has revealed. The sailing singer was born in London, but he's proud of his Scottish roots because of his Edinburgh-born dad.
Yep, rather like Feathered Friend in the previous story, they've gone very early this time with the sailing singer.
Yeah.
just in case you're unsure who Rod Stewart was.
Who is this man? Penny, 54, said, back at home, woe betide any child who didn't get up for school on time.
Very floral language, isn't
Woe betide, blimey.
it?
Bulldozer Rod had no patience for gentle knocks on the bedroom door or a sweet voice coaxing a child from slumber.
Wow.
He'd march in brandishing a stereo, belting out Scottish bagpipe music, which he'd bang down on a dressing table before leaving and shutting the door behind him, meaning that whichever child would have to get up and switch it off.
Oh, hang on a minute. He wasn't even playing the bagpipes. He's just walking, brandishing a stereo.
He's just got his beatbox. He's basically doing a John Cusack, holding it up above his head.
Yeah, I love the image of him walking in with his beatbox blaring out his bagpipes.
Yeah, I mean, this feels like, is this from a book? Has Penny got a book out?
It sounds like it's from a book. I mean, nobody actually says out loud, Bulldozer Rod had no patience for gentle knock.
Yeah. Yes, I think that's very true. Sir Rod, 80, has 8 children by 5 mothers and shares his 2 youngest, Alistair, 19, and 14-year-old Aidan, with Penny.
Oh, okay. I mean, presumably 19-year-old Alistair doesn't need rousing to go to school anymore.
Yeah, you would hope not.
Unless he's been just kept back year after year.
Yeah. In her new book, Someone Like Me, here we go. She said the rocker helped her adjust to their blended family by pulling pranks.
Ah, I see.
Penny explained, I launched myself into the day-to-day of Rod's often outrageously silly and raucous household.
Uh-oh, sounds like someone's
To
pretty crazy.
this day, Rod sees no separation between being on tour and family life.
Wow. I mean, I've heard some of the stories about being on tour back in the day. It was very different to family life.
Get those groupies out of
Get them
out
out
of
the shower,
Alistair's
Rod.
bedroom.
The shower's full of teenagers.
He brings back all the pranks he and his band got to get up to on the road, which the kids love to copy. Cling film over the toilet seat or a bucket of water over the door were all-time favourites.
Oh my, so who did Rod go on tour with? Was it the Bash Street Kids?
Yeah, him, Plug, Danny, Biffy.
There was this one time that he needed to remove a tooth but couldn't get to a dentist, so he had to tie a piece of string to a door handle.
Oh. If we were ever in a restaurant, Rod would happily sit and flick a lump of butter from his fork to see if it would stick to the ceiling. The kids did the same.
What?
Oh,
That's
sure, the
not a
restaurant
thing.
loved that. Welcome
Surely,
back, Mr. Stewart. Your usual table.
surely that's not a thing. Who flicks lumps of butter at the ceiling?
I would say inconsiderate people,
Are
Matt.
very inconsiderate. I don't really care who you are, Rod. That the ceiling is no place for butter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that is something that you don't need to wish you knew when you were younger. You should know it now.
No, absolutely.
God forbid if someone rested their reading glasses on the table, those would get secretly stolen, the lenses smeared in butter, usually when they were away from their seat, so that the next time they put them on, they couldn't see a thing.
Oh my, I tell you what, you've got to keep Rod Stewart away from butter.
Again, the kids learned from Rod. I mean, yeah, what the hell is he doing with this readily access to butter? And like, why, in what world would you like not realize that your glasses have been covered in butter? Would you like put them on and go, oh, what a surprise, I can't see.
Until I actually wore them, I had absolutely no way of discovering that these glasses were absolutely covered with a dairy product.
Jesus.
Oh man, somebody's got to get like that guy on a TV advert for butter.
Someone's going to get in the ha ha bonk book.
What an absolute japester.
Wow, that was a short story. It didn't really outstay its welcome. Very much unlike Rod in that restaurant. Any comments?
There
No.
are no comments on the story about Rod Stewart and his butter exploits.
Yeah.
Very innocent butter exploits,
Yeah.
should say.
Yes. I mean, we're not
No,
talking Last Tango in Paris here.
that would be a very different story indeed. You would not want to hear about his kids
Yeah,
copying that sort of thing.
let's move on. Let's move on.
Finally, Chris, I have gone to another short and sweet story from the Daily Express online, and it's headlined "Love Your Weekends, Alan Titchmarsh announces major change minutes into latest episode."
Oh,
Yeah,
sounds good.
it sounds like it's going to be pretty big. I've never seen Love Your Weekend, Chris. I'm imagining I'm probably not the target audience.
Well, you're alive.
Yeah.
Like
Yeah.
Dougie the Pigeon.
Dougie the Pigeon loves Love Your Weekend. yeah, Rod's probably in at the sort of age group for people watch it, although unfortunately he's usually in the fridge messing around.
Yeah.
It's Stanford did Love Your Weekend return to ITV1 for a new series on Sunday morning. Love Your Weekend host Alan Titchmarsh announced a major change to the show just minutes into the latest episode.
God, he's just riffing, isn't he? He's like Tony Slattery.
That's it. He's messing around with a well-loved format.
Yeah.
The hit ITV programme returned to screens for a new series on Sunday, which sees the beloved gardener celebrate all that is great about the British countryside, including arts, crafts, manufacturing, and produce. No mention, I note, of pigeons.
No,
At
yeah, you know.
the start of today's episode, Alan shared an exciting update, saying, "Hello and welcome back to Manor Farm and the start of a brand new series."
Well, I'm excited.
I am pretty much on the edge of my seat. I suspect this is going to be one of those stories where basically somebody has just transcribed a TV show. "We're thrilled to be back and entertaining you every Sunday morning as we continue to celebrate everything that's great about our British countryside." Just saying what he has just been paraphrased as saying a couple of paragraphs before.
Yeah.
The host then revealed that a new recruit had joined Manor Farm, with Sort Your Life Out star Robert Bent making his debut on the show.
Oh, wow. I mean, what a signing. What a coup.
A deadline day, big money signing. He's
Yeah.
snatched Robert Bent out from under the noses of Sort Your Life Out. For his first ever Love Your Weekend project, the DIY expert was tasked with restoring Manor Farm's chicken coop.
Go on, throw him in at the deep end.
Once the Hilton of hen houses, its days of five-star reviews are long gone. Well, time for a serious demolition and restoration job. And who better to handle a project of such magnitude than a BAFTA-nominated TV carpenter? Welcome to Manor Farm, Rob Bent, Alan said.
God, bigging him up.
I know. I didn't realise that a BAFTA category was Best TV Carpenter.
Yeah.
And poor old Rob Bent was nominated but didn't get it. He must have been beaten by one of those many other TV carpenters.
Yeah, the repair shop got him pipped him at the post again.
I know, and you'd think, you know, that guy from the repair shop, you know, he's got his issues at the moment, hasn't he?
hang on. It's having a phone from legal. Carry on.
Right. And this goes on a little bit more. I mean, basically, it's just quoting from the show. We don't need all that. A new cast member wasn't the only change to this series of Love Your Weekend, as Alan also introduced a new segment to the episodes.
Ooh.
Now, being inquisitive is a prerequisite for a man in my line of work, so I make no apology for our brand new series, A Weekend With, where we join a host of well-known, much-loved celebrities to discover how they unwind away from the spotlight, the host explained.
Oh, it's one of those Ryan Thomas? I hope so.
I love the fact he says he makes no apology for it, as if he's saying something incredibly toxic rather than what I'm going to do is ask some soft soap questions of a celebrity.
No!
Launching the series, two 80s icons who have swapped string fellows for string beans. It's Martin and Shirley Kemp.
I mean, Martin Kemp? I mean, I don't know what he was up to during his, you know, his Spandau Ballet heyday. But Shirley Kemp, was she a regular at Stringfellows?
I've no idea. I don't know if Pepsi and Shirley hung out at that establishment. Final part, Chris. During the segment, the couple shared their love of spending time outdoors, with Martin revealing his passion for making apple juice.
Oh, that is good.
Absolutely wonderful stuff. As I say, very short and sweet there, but just a lovely, you know, he revealed the major change with a new presenter and a highly unoriginal new segment to the show.
Well, I think it's good that they got, you know, for a program about the joys of the great British countryside, they managed to tease out of someone that they liked spending time outdoors.
Yeah, it would have been very awkward. They said, to be honest, I never go outside. I went out there once and I didn't much care for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Just one comment on this story. Summers here commented, well, of course, change is obligatory.
God, you're so bitter.
A remarkably passive-aggressive comment to support on what I would suggest in 102 episodes is the most innocuous story we've ever covered.
I was going to say, like, a real, obviously a hardcore Love Your Weekend purist.
Yeah, it must never change.
They've ruined it.
Well, that's it for this month's Barely Contained, Dear Listener. Thank you very much for joining us. We will be back at the start of November, when, of course, it will be too cold to go outside. So stay in, listen to podcasts, and if you do have any pigeons, bring them indoors.
Yes, I was going to say, you look after yourself, Dougie James.
Yeah. But in the interim, Chris, how should people be interacting with the Barely Contained brand in the social arena?
Oh, in the social arena, I would go to X, formerly Twitter, at @barely_pod, or Facebook, Barely Contain the Podcast, which, you know, used to have a great archive of previous episodes and bloopers. And I would say now it's, you know, it's it's had its heyday, but it's still a good place to be able to access all the previous episodes.
Yeah, I think it's probably fair to say that somebody can't really be asked updating it. And for that person, it's really their sole duty on this podcast.
Oh.
But we'll name no names.
Yes.
You can also find us on Blue Sky and, of course, on YouTube, where you can get every episode on there. And, of course, please do subscribe to us on your podcatcher of choice, whatever you listen to this on. So that could be YouTube, or it could be Spotify, or it could be Amazon. What else is there out there? Whatever you listen to on, we will be on the Apple Podcasts, obviously. And then do leave us a review, please. It would be very much appreciated if it does get us into more people's feeds, which is much appreciated. It just leaves us to say thank you to you, the listener, singular, and also to Chris Beckett.
Yeah, thank you very much, Matt, and to the listener as well. Yeah, have a lovely October, and we'll catch you in a month.
Yeah, look after your pigeons.
Yeah, cool.